This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Freeform Radio. Freeform Radio. WMFO.
Dog has been beat too much till you spend half your life. this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Get ready as you officially step inside the lounge on your freeform station. WMF.
It is another Thursday night in the city. How you guys doing? It's 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. Danny, Stephanie, we are in studio. We're going to have some fun tonight honoring all of our veterans. Studio lines are wide open. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Going to be taking all of your calls here tonight. Plus, we got some great music lined up. You're not going to want to miss Stephanie's Vault after 9 o'clock. Plus, a special local report, veteran style. That's what we're going to do here tonight. You're local. Don't you worry. We got you covered. 781-350-3264. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
plastic LA friends. Ain't on the edge of no popular trend. Ain't never seen the inside of that magazine GQ. We don't care if you're a lawyer or a Texas old man, or some waitress busting ass in some liquor stand. If you got soul, we hang out with people just like you. My hair's turning white, my neck's always been red, my collar's still blue. We've always been here, just trying to sing the truth to you. Guess you could say we've always been red, white, and blue. Pair on dues, smoking Campbell's and drinking domestic brews. If you wanna know where I've been, just look at my hands. Yeah, I'm driven by the White House and spent some time in jail. Mama cried, but she still wouldn't pay my bail. I ain't been no angel, but even God, he understands. Hard, and so have I. We paid our taxes and gave our lives to serve this great country. So what are they complaining about? Yeah, we love our families, we love our kids. You know it's love that makes us all so rich. That's where we're at. If they don't like it, they can just get to hell. Always been red, my collar's still blue. I've always been here, just trying to sing the truth to you.
Boston.
91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston, our Veterans Day special.
Wow.
No other than Jimi Hendrix right there.
Yes, Army Strong, Jimi Hendrix, 101st Airborne Screaming Eagles.
And Lynyrd Skynyrd with Red, White, and Blue, and you two with Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Always a classic there. And we're taking your calls, 855-915-WMFO, our Veterans Day special. Going to go to line one. I think we have Drill Corporal Brandt on air. What's going on?
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
So.
Hey, honey. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart. Thank you very much for your service.
Yes. I have to say, you know, those that are tuning in,
you're
this is
welcome.
Drill Corporal Brandt. He also is known as DJ Polly B of the afternoon of the Giddy Up, which is on Let's Get Nuts every Friday, 2 to 4, brother. And you're doing a big show tomorrow?
Yes. Yes, we will be. We'll be live on the air tomorrow, too.
Nice, nice. And
check in for that one.
And
have to talk about your service, my friend. Talk about, you know, serving for us, the United States. Thank you so much. And tell me what you got most out of it.
Discipline is probably the one biggest thing, was definitely discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not a lot of kids around here now that don't have it.
No.
You know, but I'm not going to get into the politics of it, but I did enjoy serving my country, and I would do it again.
What years did you serve?
I was 87 to like about 91.
Wow.
So...
Again, thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. And, yeah, Desert Storm.
Desert Storm. I was going to say, was that Desert Storm?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
So polite.
But, I don't I appreciate you doing the show.
Anytime. This is the second year that we've been doing it here, our Veterans Day special. You had called in the last year, and that's the first person I reached out. I was like, he has a show here on WMFO. We got to get him on, and you're excited for tomorrow, and what kind of music or guests are you going to be doing tomorrow?
Well, patriotic music, sir.
Obviously.
And you can count on that. But I thank you for having me on.
No problem.
Asking me to join your program, because you have done it for the past, you know, probably 2-3 years anyways.
For sure. I appreciate it.
It's important to honor you guys and of course the women. It's very, very important to honor all who have served for us. So, you know, it's our pleasure to do so. It's the least that we can do, because freedom is not free, and it's like people like yourself. That stand out there on the front line so that Danny and I don't have to.
You're cute. Amen, though.
Oh, thank you.
Drill Corporal Brandt, my friend. All right, I'll be checking you out tomorrow on the Giddy Up here on WMFO, my friend.
Be tuned in. Thank you, Polly.
All right, Polly.
Listen, you're welcome, both. And thank you for having me on.
Anytime.
Let me speak.
Hey. Always an open mic here for anyone that served. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my brother.
All right.
All right.
Good night. God bless.
Pauly B right there, the Giddy Up on WMFO right here, WMFO's own. So that's going to be so much fun tomorrow to check out his show. And we welcome the calls, 855-915-WMFO. And right after 9 o'clock, we have a spectacular Stephanie's Fault.
Yes,
that, you know, you're not going to want to miss. And the phone calls are going to be coming
call
in.
Call me, because I give good phone, even on Veterans Day.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know what?
Even to the vets.
Everybody can tune in, because I think most people have the day off tomorrow, Danny.
That's right.
So they can stay up a little bit later and hang all the way till 10 o'clock with us.
Absolutely. And a lounge radio show, if you're interacting, go on the Facebook page for the lounge. Actually posted, courtesy of Stephanie, some talked about Elvis, which you're wearing a beautiful Elvis shirt right
Elvis
now.
military photo on my t-shirt.
We'll have to get that picture up.
And we had James Marshall Hendricks, also with, as I did mention, the 101st Airborne, honorably discharged, and Morgan Freeman, Gene Hackman. So many others. Tony Bennett. Mr. Rogers. We all met Mr. Rogers.
That's right.
Mr. Rogers was also a veteran. And so many more of my friends and family who have fought and served for this beautiful country of ours.
All right, we are celebrating Veterans Day, Lounge Style, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
95.5 WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station and the lounge with Danny. Every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on 91.5 WMFO Medford and WMFO.org.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de da da toot. He blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-do-da-da, do-do-do-do. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
WMFO Medford Boston, our Veterans Day special.
He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B.
Oh, we are having so much fun here in studio. We're going to take your calls as well. 855-915-WMFO. Heard from Carrie Underwood, Just a Dream, and Bull Donaldson and the Haywoods. Billy, don't be a hero. And there's a hero everywhere out there. Love to hear from you. 855-915-WMFO.
And of course, we heard from Patty Laverne, yes, and Maxine that make up the Andrews Sisters. Very, very big World War II, the big one song. And that was very popular then, along with other hits that they had. But we thought that that one was the best for the show occasion.
Don't you go anywhere. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Woo! Let's get crazy!
In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in! Come on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now back to more freeform music on 91.5 WMFO Medford and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
You see by the dawn's early light. the twilight's last gleam. Ooh, broad stripes and bright stars. Through the perilous fight, oh Lord, oh the fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly, yeah, true.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
You're in the middle of the lounge, and it's on your Freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I watched a young soldier take his seat on the plane, and the guy by the window said, "Son, what's your name?" He He said, "Hi, I'm Jimmy, just back from overseas. When these boots touch down in Texas, I'm gonna drop to my knees. 'Cause I ain't seen my wife in 18 months and 14 days. The man smiled at him and said, "Well, let me be the first to say, welcome home. Welcome home. It's good to have you back where you belong. You fought hard for this land you love, and I thank you for all of us. We're proud to call you one of our own. Welcome home." And the man looked away and said, "I know how you must feel. I spent 2 long years in Vietnam. When I got back to Jacksonville, there were protest signs and picket lines, and some girls spit in my face. Hey, I was just a kid trying to make this world a safer place." Then his voice started trembling. In his eyes I saw a tear. He said, "I didn't need a hero's welcome, but it's sure been nice to hear. Welcome home. Welcome home. It's good to have you back where you belong. You fought hard for this land you love. I thank you for all of us. We're proud to call you one of our own. Welcome home." Well, the band was playing and the crowd was cheering as we came walking through that gate. Then the soldier stopped and turned to the man standing near him, saluted him and said, "Sir, I know it's a little late, but welcome home. Welcome home. It's good to have you back where you belong. You fought hard for this land you love, and I thank you for all of us. We're proud to call you one of our own. Yeah, we're so proud to call you one of our own. Welcome home."
You got 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. You have our Veterans Day special in effect here. Wow. Absolutely great music. Marvin Gaye, National Anthem. That's from the 1983 All-Star Game.
That is, by the way, my favorite rendition of our national anthem. Absolutely gorgeous.
Carl Sapp with Welcome Home and Sergeant Barry Sadler with Ballad of the Green Beret. Oh, and we're going to go, we have someone on line one, Mr. Frank Reyes. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay, and how are you?
Good, good. Thank you very much for taking the time to give us a call here for our special here.
How you doing, Uncle Frank?
I'm doing good, Stephanie. I figured I'd call in and put my 2 cents in.
Well, we wanted you to call in and put your 2 cents in. That's what it's all about, thanking people like yourself that served this great country of ours and made it better for people like myself and others.
And what was your rank, and what years did you serve, Mr. Reyes?
I was in the Army, and my rank when I left was a Specialist 2, which was an E5, equivalent to a Staff Sergeant, I guess you'd call it. But, I spent 11 months and 17 days in Korea right after the ceasefire. It was supposed to be a 16-month tour of duty, but I made a Christmas drop and got home for Christmas.
Wow.
Other than that, you ask a question, I'll try and answer it.
What do you think that your experience in the Army did for you on a personal level?
I'll tell you. When I went in the Army, I was 19. I hit career at the age of 20. The first thing they did when I got there was hand me a rifle, and I said to him, I thought the war was over. He says, no, just a ceasefire. So for 6 months, I slept with a rifle, and no matter where I went, it went with me. And I grew up fast. I turned 21 while I was over there, and I seen a lot of stuff that the young people today, I can't say join the Army or join the Marines or the Navy. They're all good services, but I grew up fast, and I grew up to appreciate what I left behind, the United States. And it makes me sick to see people want to burn the flag.
Horrific.
Because they don't appreciate what they got here, and they got a lot more here than they have over there.
Absolutely. And, you know, we even have some of the, you know, I know you were commenting on my post, some of the NFL players that took a knee and refused to stand for the national anthem. Again, like you said, they should pack their bags and go play football somewhere else if it's so bad here and they can't respect the flag. Totally agree with you.
You know, Stephanie, I'm old enough to remember the Second World War. I was around 10 to 12 years old. I remember ration stamps. I remember if you were lucky to get a pound of butter for a month or coffee or stuff like that, vulcanized tires were being sold to help the war effort. I appreciate what I have here in the United States. It's a shame that I see what's going on today. You know, it's hard to say people wanted Hillary, people wanted Trump. It was an election. He won. Suck it up and live with it for 4 years. And if you don't like it, you vote for somebody else.
Yeah, we got to give everybody a shot.
You know, I mean, this is America. It's the land of the free. And a lot of
young people
don't understand it.
Well, it's nice that you called in to give us your perspective, because this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to make awareness to, you know, actually how much our vets do for us and how, like you say, some of the younger generations are taking what they have, you know, for granted. And people like yourself that have lived through the Second World War and Korea and Vietnam and other things and all these stages of life, you know, how really important it is to be respectful of our commander-in-chief, no matter who it is, and appreciate the things that surround us.
That's true. It's true. It breaks my heart, because like when I went in the service, I swore an oath to defend the United States and the Constitution and the people of the United States, and it was never taken back from me to this day. And I'll be honest with you, when I hit 80 years old in August, and I still have that oath, and if I had to pick up a rifle to defend this country, I would.
God love
you. God bless.
If nobody wants to follow me, that's their problem.
Mr. Reyes, thank you very much for taking the time here to call in on our Veterans Day special.
And
God bless.
And also, thank you for your service again.
Thank you.
We love you, Uncle Frank.
Sorry if I talked so
no.
much.
But no,
we loved it.
This is why we did it.
We did it because we wanted to hear the perspective of our vets that we are so thankful to.
Honor tomorrow, because tomorrow's a day for the vets, and they sacrificed a lot for you. Not just me, but a lot of others. Goodbye, then.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Goodbye. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much for the service. And this is what it's all about. This is what we're doing the show, 855-915-WMFO. We have some people checking in, Steph. I'm going to get some shout-outs.
Oh, my goodness. I'm still, like, on that call.
It was very good. Yes. And this is what it is, the land of the free and the perspective. And thank you. Thank you so much. The father of your own and the lounge's bodyguard, Mr. Rick Reyes.
Mr. Rick Reyes, yes. He's listening. Blue Eyes out in Philadelphia. But now, wait a minute. Mr. Frank Reyes that just called in has the same great blue eyes that Rick Reyes has. In fact, I think Rick got them from his dad. So that was mighty generous of Frank to pass those baby blues over to Rick. But we've got him, the bodyguard, listening in Philadelphia. Hi, Bubba. We've got Candace Baptiste and her husband, Nanny. They check us out every week, each and every week. They're always here. They're listening in Chelsea. My mom, Bunny, yay. She's checking in tonight. We have Roseanne Matarazzo. my Bella from the North End. And I want to say a thanks for their service to my cousin, Peter J. Wong, Army.
Thank you for your service. Thank you, yep, thank you.
He's also with the 101st Airborne Army Branch. Damon Wong, his brother, my other cousin, Iraq 2011 Branch of Air Force. Peter Spike Bucciari, formerly of the North End, now of Fall River, a U.S. Navy. Jimmy Chanka, formerly of the North End, now of Revere Marine Corps. Joe Lanza, also in Revere now, but formerly of the North End. And he was also in the branch of the Navy. And of course, last but not least, Amy Stavish Licciardello. She's always with us, and she, you know, always checking in. So I want to give a shout out to her and one more other person,
sure,
patrolling the Fellsway,
oh, yeah,
every week. We love him, Stephen Patrick Cook. We love you, darling, aka DJ Ace Boogie. So he's listening. While he patrols the Fellsway Plaza, keeping that safe. So, shout outs to him. And who do you got?
Only got a couple. You summed it all up. Thank you so much, Stefan, and for getting Mr. Reyes on the line. Joel Larley, good friend, a good radio buddy who's listening. Lon in South Dakota, thank you so much. And Michelle Stober, her son is in California. CPL Stober 0311, the infantry, the 1st Battalion of the 1st Marine Division. Thank you so much for your service. And we're going to welcome the calls and Stephanie's Vault is going to come on.
Coming up.
Oh, my goodness. Just after this block, you're not going to want to miss it. It is our Veterans Day special here, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Medford. WMFO.